If you wake up early in the morning, there is one particular star that arises first before the sun shows up. Amen? That is what God was referring to. That he is the first of all the stars of God, who are the angels. You are the son of the morning. You are the earliest to rise. Before the Lord steps out, the star must go ahead. Remember, the wise men saw the star before they met with the Lord. So that God is the foremost of all the angels. Amen? He said, you are the son of the morning. How art thou falling cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Are you what I'm saying? Where did he fall from? Where did he hit? And what happened when he hit the ground? It weakened the nations. It confuses the nation. It created a state of confusion, a state of turbulence, a state of disorder. It created a problem. When you juxtapose this against verse 2 of Genesis, you now understand why that world was in darkness. But you will still understand later. We are coming to tell you that what I'm trying to drive out is that Lucifer was created before man was ever made. I'm going to give you that position that Abel wants to cast down cannot be casted down. It is him that mistake that position for a lie. So he was in heaven, fell to the ground, and it disordered the things of this earth. Was this done when man was on earth or before man? We need to find out. Amen? Now, what led to the fall? Verse 13 says, for thou hast said in thine heart. What was in his heart? He said it. He didn't say, for you kept it in your heart. He said, for thou hast said. So there was something in his heart which he said. He wasn't meditating with himself. No. How they knew what was in his heart is because he said it aloud. How do you know what is in my heart now? And I keep silent. You can't know. But when I open my mouth, what is in my heart will be made clear. So Lucifer was not just thinking it in his heart. He said it. That is how they knew what he was saying. Amen?
Amen.
And look at what he said. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. So, he is one of the stars of God. Those are the angels. Because we'll see where it is. Amen? One of the stars of God. Now, he says, I'm going to exalt my throne above the other ones. So, he is tired of being angel. He has risen to the highest rank of angels and feels that the next thing available for him is to be a God. Not angel. To be as God. See what he's saying. He said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. I will sit also in heaven. The mountain of the congregation. Where people go to congregate. Where all the people. See, all the angels were spread all around the planets of the world. But they have to come and congregate in the presence of God. From time to time. Why? That they may draw light, for they are called angels of light. So they have to draw light from the emitting light that is coming out of the presence of God. They will draw that light. That light is what gives them insight as to what is the next assignment. Then they will now go back to their places of assignments. So he said, when angels gather, I will also be seated on the mount with God. See, he never intended overthrowing God. Look at the statement. We always say something that didn't happen. I will sit also upon the mount of congregation. Also means I will also be part of the people seated. Just like every time God is sitting, he wants to be in the Godhead. Amen. In the sides of the north, heaven, north, upward. Look at another thing he said. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. The clouds means the witnesses. Bible said the cloud of witnesses. Those who bear witness to the glory of God. I'm going to be the foremost of all of the witnesses. Amen.
Amen.
I will be like the Most High. He never said I will be above the Most High. I will be like him. I want to be him. I want to be like him. I want to be the one that represents the Most High, so that everybody will, God will speak to people through me, and I will speak to the God, that I'm going to be the intermediary. I'm going to be like the Most High. I'm tired of being the highest angel. I want to go beyond that level. I want to enter the Godhead, be like the Most High. This is his dream. And it looked like a good dream to the angels. For he spoke these things to angels. It was reported to God. God runs a government. Whether he knows something has happened, he can't move until they tell him. Because he's running a government. Everything you tell God, he knows. When did God know? When you knew. See, those eyes in our head, they all are God's eyes. So a man that is stealing money is seeing the money, that God is seeing that theft through his eyes. So you can't hide anything from God, because you are the first witness. Through your eyes, God sees what you do in secret. Amen. So where can you hide to do anything from God? When your eyes are his eyes. What you are hearing, those are his ears. So as you are hearing, he is hearing immediately. But he must have to wait till they come and tell him. Why? Because it's not about him. It's about justice. The angels don't see what you are doing. Others don't see. So if there is no evidence, it will mean that God is accusing you for nothing. So he has to be clear to all. That is why evidence is required. People must see it and come and tell him. And if he wants to be counter-shot, for you to know that he is not just assuming, he can even go there himself to assure you that he is a witness too, that he saw that thing. That does not demean him. That does not make him small. That makes him a God of justice.
Yes, sir.
A God of truth.
Yes, sir.
Where nobody can receive any blessing that is more than what the person deserves. Neither can any man receive any curse or any punishment that is more than what the person deserves. For everything must be brought open. And everybody must bear witness that this thing is done in truth.
Hello, sir.
So whenever things, it is not possible for the God who knows heaven and earth to come down in order to investigate first, is because he has a mental picture of one God who does not behave like a person that does not know. You know, he doesn't know that this God is a just God. And is a God who, when he says A, you should have the witness that his A is A. Not that, oh, trust me, am I not God? Can I lie? No. He will prove to you that he cannot lie. That's how God is. That's his nature. For only they that do know their God Because some people are Christians, but they know the God they are serving. Abel Damina does not know God. For if he knew God, he will understand why God has to come down to come and see whether what he was told was true.
I know, sir.
He will realize that that is the mercy of God.
Yes, sir.
Not because he doesn't know, but so that the world, heavens and earth will bear witness that when he destroyed Sodom, he himself went there to see. Not hearsay. It's a sign of a just God, not a sign of a weak God, a blind God. And no, but Abel doesn't understand these things. He doesn't understand these things. They say, if you are not wearing somebody's shoes, please don't talk too much. Because if you are God, you will now understand why you, as God, must go down and see that thing. But since you are not God, you don't understand why he had to do it. So please, don't talk too much. Don't try to defend God more than God himself. Nobody can be more Catholic than the Pope. You cannot be more God than God. So let's continue reading. These are the things that Lucifer said. Look at the response. God now responded, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. Now, when verse 12 says, he fell to the earth. But verse 15 says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit, that they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? Take off chapter verse 2. This man made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. That is how wicked Babylon was. And Lucifer was behind it. But this is a repetition of what had transpired in eternity when he fell. Now, this man of God is saying that that which happened in the spirit realm will still befall Babylon, because the prince of Babylon is the same spirit that was cast down there. Now, this time is that he was cast down from heaven to the earth. This time he will be cast to the pit of hell. In all this reading, even if you read it to the end, you will not see where Isaiah said that Lucifer was created in Eden. There's no place here. Now let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 28. So that you will see where he is claiming that Lucifer was created in Eden. Because we are going to tie up everything and take it back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. For you to understand what transpired in the beginning. Genesis chapter 28, Ezekiel 28. Tyre is the capital city, was the capital city of the place you call currently, we call the place in next to Israel. I will remember it. It's Lebanon. Lebanon, Tyre was the capital city of Lebanon as at that time. So this is the capital city of the country you now call Lebanon. So the king of Lebanon was also being ruled by the same spirit. And nobody knew why the king of Lebanon was exalting himself, asking that they should build a statue and worship him as God. Because he felt he has done too much. No one has done as much as he has done. He deserves to be worshipped as God. Nebuchadnezzar felt nobody is like him. He should take the position of God. He should be higher than just king and emperor. He should be made God. God brought him down. Now, the king of Tyre felt the same way. But nobody actually knows why these people always magnify themselves as God. So the two prophets had to expose who is always behind these people that want to be God. It's the same man, the same angel. Because that is his dream in heaven that failed. Now, he wants to carry out that dream here on earth through men. He wants to be worshipped as God. So he chooses a vessel. When that vessel is worshipped, the spirit in him is also worshipped. So, the word of the Lord came, chapter 28, again unto me, Ezekiel 28, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up. And this is what he said. This is how his heart, his heart was revealed. And thou hast said, I am a God. I'm not a king. I'm not an emperor. I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Now, this is why he set his heart as the heart of God. Verse 13 explain why. If you look at it, you will see column there. After that word God is not stopped. It is column. That is, if you are holding the same Bible I am holding, which is King New King James Version, right? You will see column, meaning the next verse explain. Say, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. Semicolon. Further explanation. Now, this is why he felt he was God. Daniel was the wisest of all the students of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel went to the school of Babylon, the University of Babylon, and came out first class. And he had multiple degrees, for he had knowledge in many ways. So he sat as the key advisor of Nebuchadnezzar. All right? Now, this king, in his mind, he had developed a university that is greater than what Babylon has, that has knowledge beyond what is in the University of Babylon, meaning that even Daniel does not know some of the things that he knows. It also means that he has gathered more learned men in his palace than Nebuchadnezzar did. You know, Nebuchadnezzar gathered so many learned men so that if he wants to know about metal, a man that is an expert in metal will tell him. If he wants to know about sand, a man that is expert in sand will tell him. So the king has knowledge, not because he read all, but because he has people that know all around him. So any question that he asks, somebody is there to tell him the answer. That means the king is the wisest because he has all the wise men that he can draw wisdom from anyhow he needs it. So this man also gathered himself wise men, even men that have more learning. That means, you know, when knowledge increase, there are some generations that didn't know AI, artificial intelligence. All right? But now we have the generation that know AI. There was a time when there was no Facebook. I was one of the first people to own a phone in Nigeria. That time our phone used to have antenna like this. We will now put it here. It was only Nokia that was producing that phone then. You understand? SIM card. I bought SIM card. I bought the phone for 20, 20, 23,000 and I bought SIM card for 18,000 naira. That was the early days when phone entered Nigeria. Amen?
Amen.
That time there was no Facebook, no WhatsApp, only text message and call. Yeah? But you see, Facebook came, meaning if anybody died that time, he is not as wise as the person that has Facebook. All right? Now we have artificial intelligence. You can talk to your phone will write a letter. Say, write me a love letter. It will write it, then you send it to your person that like you like. Yeah? You get what I'm saying? Now, some 3 years ago, such did not exist in Africa. You get what I'm saying? Meaning, the people that hold phone today are wiser than the people that had phone yesterday. Remember that phone they used to do, cring, cring, hello, hello, hello? Indian movie. When we had it in our house, we were champions. People had to come and beg my father, please, we don't want to make phone call. We were feeling like gods. That people have to knock at the door of our house to make phone call. Hello, hello? Hello? Where? Yeah, hello? Then you will now have to go to Nitel to go and line up in the night to call your child that is in America. You will line up like this. You pay money. They will now tell you for 1 hour. Then you now hold the phone and be calling. And when you call like that, the way the person will come out of Nitel, because others couldn't access it, couldn't afford it, he will come out like he is a god. But he passed you, Kenan. He will not let you read. Yesterday night, around 1 a.m., I had to go to Niger to call my brother in the U.S. He will not let you read. But today, those ones are. So what this man is saying is that his university and the wise men he has gathered around himself are better than Daniel. So he accesses more information than what Nebuchadnezzar had. He was mocking Nebuchadnezzar. He will rise up and be the ruler of the world. And Nebuchadnezzar was looking at him because he was a mighty city. Amen?
Amen.
So God is telling him, this is to your own credit. You are wiser than Daniel. Then further explanation, there is no secret that they can hide from thee. That means anything you want to know, there is a learned man that can tell you about that thing. So nothing on earth that they can hide from you, because all forms of knowledge serve you in your palace. In your palace. That is why you now think you are God. Then another thing that made him to think he is God was this. Wisdom. Now with all this knowledge that he has and all this thing that was at his disposal, he applied it to work. With thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten the riches. So he became very rich because he knows everything, so he can trade with anything. Amen. So he became excessively rich, and his heart now was lifted up because of his riches. So two things are involved. His wisdom and riches was what made him to believe, I am qualified to be God. Because I am Jeff Bezos. I am, what is the name of this other one? Bill Gates. I am the richest man on earth. That is what he's saying. Therefore, see the reply, response of God to that way of thinking. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their sword against thy beauty, against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the death of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Which means, during the war, he will now put on, you know, the president has the right to wear any uniform, whether army, navy, or air force, all right? As at this time, human race had not developed air force, so there was only army and navy. So this guy was a naval officer, in training before his father handed over the kingdom to him and he became a king. All right? Now, when the war comes, when Nebuchadnezzar brings the war to him, he will now, the war will be fought on the seas because he was living in an island. So they are going to come to him through the seas. He will also wear the uniform of a navy general and a king. He will now enter his own kingly ship and go to meet the opponent in battle. They will kill him in the waters. He will die in the sea. So they have even predicted where he will die. As a navy officer. As a king killed in the waters, not on land. The waters that he brags of, that he knows water more than any kingdom. He can navigate, he can fight, they can win war. There, in that place of his great knowledge, is where they will kill him. So he will die in water. That is what they are predicting now. Amen? Will thou yet say before him, that is Nebuchadnezzar, that will slay him. Before him, that will slay thee, I am God. So God had dealt with Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar has become humble and never exalt himself like God. So Satan left Nebuchadnezzar and went to look for another vessel that he can begin to use to still exalt himself. Now God is sending the Nebuchadnezzar that has learned lesson to come against him to teach that one lesson. Amen.
Amen.
So the arrogance of this man was more than Nebuchadnezzar's own. And Nebuchadnezzar has now come out against him. He said, will you say before him that slay thee, I am God? But thou shalt be a man and no God in the hand of him that slay thee. That means when they arrest him finally, after they have taken over his ship, and then they arrest him. Amen.
Amen.
He will come and kneel down before Nebuchadnezzar. They will force him to kneel down as a king. And Nebuchadnezzar will come and stand before him and say, do you accept your error? He will accept it finally. That's what the Bible says. He will now finally accept that Nebuchadnezzar is above him. That he is not a god, he is just a man. You know Simon Ekpa, the self-acclaimed prime minister of Biafra. When they arrested him, he said, no, he is just a member. That he's just doing skits. It's skits that he's doing on the internet. He's not serious.